This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A suicide bombing at a political rally on Pakistan's border with Afghanistan has killed at least 44 people and wounded nearly 200. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Supporters of a hardline cleric and political leader were gathered for a workers' convention in the country's northwestern Bajur district when the explosion took place. The critically injured have been airlifted to the city's main hospital. Among those killed is the local chief of the Islamist Jamiat Ulama-e-Islam party, while other current and former lawmakers escaped unhurt. No one has immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, but the Islamic State group operates just across the border in Afghanistan. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Leaders from the West African Regional Bloc ECOWAS meeting at an emergency summit on Sunday gave Niger military leaders 1 week to reinstate ousted President Mohamed Bazoum or face financial and travel sanctions in a no-fly zone to and from Niger.
Take all measures necessary to restore constitutional order in the Republic of Niger. Such measures may include the use of force.
Gambian diplomat Omar Touré, the president of the Economic Community of West African States. The military coup in Niger has been widely condemned by neighbors and international partners, including the United States, the United Nations, the African Union, the European Union, and former colonial power France. African leaders have left 2 days of meetings with Russian President Vladimir Putin with little to show in response to their request to resume a deal that kept grain flowing from Ukraine and to find a way to end war there. Find more online, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia's defense ministry said it brought down 3 Ukrainian drones early on Sunday that had been trying to attack Moscow. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Moscow's mayor said nobody was hurt and there was only minor damage to the front of 2 office buildings in the Moskva City business district. The defense ministry said 2 drones had crashed after being brought down using radio-electronic equipment, and air defenses had shot down 1 more. Russian media reported that 1 of the buildings damaged was home to 3 Russian government ministries, as well as residential apartments.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. Kenyan President William Ruto said Sunday he would, quote, not negotiate about the safety of our country with his rival after agreeing to dialogue to end violent protest against his government. Both sides announced on Saturday that they would join a committee to resolve their differences following a sustained campaign of opposition-led street demonstrations that left at least 20 people dead. Opposition leader Raila Odinga has staged 9 days of protests since March against what he says is an illegitimate government responsible for an economic crisis hurting the poor. One of East Africa's most stable democracies, the unrest has provoked alarm at home and abroad and spurred calls for mediation to end the standoff. The Danish government will seek to find a legal tool that would allow authorities to prevent the burning of copies of the Quran in front of other countries' embassies in Denmark, the country's foreign minister told national broadcaster DR on Sunday. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
The foreign minister said, quote, the burnings are deeply offensive and reckless acts committed by few individuals, end quote, adding they don't represent the values the Danish society is built on. Denmark and Sweden have found themselves in the international spotlight in recent weeks following anti-Islam protests where the Quran, the Muslim holy book, has been damaged or burned, offending Muslims around the world. Both countries have said they deplore the burning of the Quran, but cannot prevent it under rules protecting free speech. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Rival Palestinian political leaders meeting in Egypt decided on Sunday to form a committee on intra-Palestinian reconciliation. President Mahmoud Abbas and Hamas's leader met for a rare face-to-face in the coastal city of El Alamein, along with representatives of most Palestinian political factions. The latest attempt at reconciliation aims to bridge the gap between the parallel governments of Hamas in the blockaded Gaza Strip and of the Palestinian Authority, controlled by Abbas's secular Fatah movement, which administers Palestinian-run areas of the occupied West Bank. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.